stop leaving money on the table. Good day, phenomenal ones. This is your girl, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I am your business and marketing strategist for this moment in time. I am here to compel you to stop leaving money on the table and to plan to profit with my holiday marketing podcast. So let's get right into it. This is a podcast series brought to you by Taylor Adams Marketing, a 6-week series that will go live every Monday and Thursday for the next 6 weeks. And we want to begin with the question, why? Why, Jackie? Okay, I'll tell you. The Christmas shopping season is the busiest holiday season of the year. With this podcast series, Stop Leaving Money on the Table, we are targeting the holiday season from Thanksgiving through Valentine's Day, where Christmas, the month of December, is the highest spending amongst consumers all year round. So why not take this time to plan and maximize our return? We can do the same thing, the same promotion to the same people, but quadruple our return at this time of the year. We don't have to ask the question, how do we convince them to spend? They're already spending. The only thing we need to ask is, how do we get them to spend with us? How do we get them to choose us? They're spending their money. We don't need to figure out what problem or how to convince them that we can solve a problem, we can save them from a hell or put them into heaven. They already know that. They're convinced that somebody can do it for them and they're going to go get whatever they need. They're planning it. So that is the main reason. And too many of us are leaving money on the table. We're not maximizing this solid fact. And it doesn't matter if you're business to business, B2B, business to consumer, B2C, or somewhere in between. This season begins with Thanksgiving, moves into a season of giving, and then moves into a new year where we want to be a new you. We want to be new, renew, and try this all over again into a season of love. This momentum, this urge, this tradition, this culture that's almost global, it is here and it impacts you somewhere along the line. So even if you're business to business and your service does not in any way directly impact the holiday season, it does. You are still somewhere along the line. Even if the people that you're doing business with, the business, those people in that business, they are engaged in the holiday season. Say they're family people that buy gifts during the holiday season. It is also the season of gatherings. How many office parties, these and different things you go to, Pollyannas and all. Whether you even practice the Christmas season or not, you may wind up giving a gift. Or because they're engaging all of these events, venues, facilities, do you service any of these in any type of way, anywhere along the line? Well, or because of these things and all, will your authority and your content and all be more absorbed because people are reading up and they're doing, and maybe not directly the holiday season, but they're leveraging this time of year to for their seasonal height, which might be in the spring or summer. This time of year impacts everybody some way, shape, or form. So it's just incumbent upon us to learn, to figure out, to be creative, and how can we leverage what is going on, the spending, the hype, the attention. How can we leverage that to our advantage without going outside of our lane? You're not going to ever be called to go outside of your lane or to do something different. It's just, how do you leverage what you have to address another need? And that, from everything to partnerships, cross-selling, promoting, just their different things. So we should, at the very least, be able to drive traffic. And if once you get the traffic, you should be able to capture leads and leverage and then turn those, convert those leads. And at the most, we should at least, not at the most, but if you do have a item that you sell during the holiday season, you should be able to quadruple your sales if you follow our mythology for the holiday season and get started now. So we also have to realize that retailers historically every year move from the being in the red, which means in the red means your expenses outweigh your revenue, to being in the black, where your revenue outweighs your expenses. And when this happens, you're much more in position to be in profit. And many, many retailers go into profit. This is the time of year where they profit. This is the time of year that makes everything else worth it. So 3/4 of the year, they may and may not be in the black, but they're guaranteed to be in the black and into profit at this time of year. So again, it just behooves us to take advantage. And the third reason why, it's just too many of us small businesses, us entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, organizations, artists, performing artists, recording artists, visual artists, film artists, dance artists, just all type of artists. As you're an artist, you are automatically in business. And too many direct sale people are not capitalizing from this fact. Too many people, I see, I am in my fifth season of doing this. It used to be Christmas in July, playing a profit. We've had different, mainly was Christmas in July. I thought I needed to let you know to stop leaving money on the table, because that's what you're doing, and to take the time to plan now and be strategic so that you can quadruple your revenue during the holiday season, during a time when people are already buying. So now many people, like especially direct sales industry, they're very much known for just begging to buy. Buy this, buy this, buy this. Their direct sales people are their first line of customers. They trying to sell them so much before they can even make a sale, make a dollar, make a profit. They done been in debt to the company so much. And they're not giving them the strategy that's needed to move an effective campaign. They're doing it. They're going out learning about sales funnels and this and moving the campaign and using them, but they're not teaching their people who they're supposed to be building into bigger business. So understand, if you're a direct salesperson, you should be in business for yourself. You need to function as a business. And these are things that business people do. A campaign is a strategic. A marketing campaign is a strategy. And it's a plan. It's more than a strategy. It's a campaign and it's a plan to move a certain product, a certain service. And it's a full plan. It's not just, you know, going out saying, hey, buy from me, and listing a whole bunch of attributes. It's not about that. So we need to make sure that we are moving into sales. So to that end, we have two objectives. We know it takes strategic planning. We need to understand also that over 43% of people begin their holiday shopping, their Christmas shopping in September. Did you hear me? Over 43% of people are beginning Christmas shopping in September. By September, there are, if you get paid every 2 weeks or twice a month, there are only 7 paychecks before Christmas. They had 7 checks to make it all happen. So people are planning. They're planning their finances. They might even plan their list, say, this is much is what I need. This is how much I'm making. I'm going to need to pick up a second job. I'm going to need to find a way to earn additional revenue. All of these are opportunities, you know, depending on what, you know, what you sell, what you give. But this is the mindset. But they're planning in September. So if you're waiting until November to put out your campaigns, even if they don't spend until December, by the time they know who they're spending with. They done made their plans. They know who they're spending with. They know what they're buying. And they know what deals they're getting. Yes, some people are going to do it at the last minute. And some good deals can be too good to pass up. But again, that's low-hanging fruit. And where you could have had $1,000, you're only getting like maybe $100. And you're happy for the 100 when you could have had 1,000 and it just took a little bit more planning. So in our planning, there are two objectives that we want to do. We want to develop consistency and flow in our marketing. We need to consistently be engaged with our target audience and customers. And we need to make sure that we are in relationship with them. The only time we reach out to them should not be when we are asking them to buy something. Buy this, do this, buy that. Share something for a change. And please don't waste very much time on these quote unquote follow trains. They really don't result in anything to you. We can only follow so many people, and or do you really even want to follow them? And what's the point of following someone if you know you're not going to even think about engaging them in business some way, shape, or form? You know, so that's one reason why I really want you to plan to be strategic about your movement and to start having sifters to decide what's more beneficial to your energy, your dollars, and your time. And we want to be much more strategic with those type of things. And we also want to learn how to strategically execute a marketing campaign based on goals. That's quantifiable. Alrighty. That's numbers are our friend. They really are. So we need to know our numbers and allow those numbers to guide our plan and our activity. They're going to help let us know, you know, on what scale we should be doing things. So that is really important in order for us to get to the goal number that we choose. And even if you don't get exactly to your goal, you know, if you reach for the stars, you'll easily get the moon and maybe even the sun. So that's just what we need to do. So during this podcast, we are going to learn my AXSW method, my AGASW marketing swag method to developing an effective marketing campaign, how to develop and execute an effective marketing campaign. I will remind you to be consistent in your marketing and engagement with your customers and target audience. I'm also going to remind you that our marketing is about relationship building, and we learn through repetition. You will also receive free tools and exclusive discounts. And you will also have an assignment. Your core assignment will be to build a marketing campaign in congruence with the show. So that means as we go along, you are going to build a campaign. So as you do that and you focus, now you have questions to ask me and I can answer them and help you. And it'd be of real value. It's not just conceptual. You can actually apply it to what you're doing. So I want you to actually apply the lessons here.